We're here at Mark Eaton Park for our first of two visits this season. This time promoted by Cycle Derby, and what a great event it is. The course is slightly different to previous years, but has the same character. It's pretty soft in places, pretty firm in places, and there's a real mix of tyre choices going on already, and a lot of talk of what tyres are you using. Under 12s are just coming through, under 9s are finished. I managed to catch up with the winner of the under 9s. Let's hear what he had to say. We're here with the winner of the first race of the day. So tell us who you are and who you ride for.
I ride for Bolsover and District Club.
And it's George Cooper, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how did your race go today?
I led from the start and then kept my pace up to the end.
And who was second?
Jacob.
You've been having a good battle with him this year, haven't you? Who do you think is going to win in the end?
Me.
That's great. So tell us, I know that you were off racing internationally this year. Where did you race in the summer?
Assen.
And tell us how that went.
I won a stage, came second in the stage, fell off in the stage.
So you managed to do the whole lot. So you enjoying your cross this year?
Yeah.
Great. Well, good luck for the rest of the season, and we'll see you another time.
Thank you.
Wow, what a finish to that race today. I'm here with the winner, George Thompson. Tell us about how it went.
Oh, it was nice and fast to start off with. Me and Rachie got a gap pretty much from the gun. I started second row and got towards the front pretty quick, and by the woods to me and him, we got away. It was hard riding. John Harper wasn't too far behind us all the way around, and rain started coming and we could see the young lad.
Yeah, Cameron Orr.
Yeah. I've seen his name, I've heard of him before, but he's a stunning mountain bike rider. He just caught up with us around the corners like we were stood still. It was fantastic. We nearly felt outclassed around the corners with him.
Yeah.
But obviously when he caught up, I jumped onto his wheel and had quite a nice, easy way.
So were you surprised to drop Roshi?
Yeah. Yeah, he was struggling on grip. I swapped just as the rain came onto some mud tyres, and that helped. And I don't know what tyres he got, but I think he was struggling.
Next week, are you planning on racing at the National Trophy?
Yes, I'll be at Derby.
We'll look out for you there. Look out for you, the kind of purpley, black, white Sleaford Wheelers kit.
Yes.
And all the best for next week.
Thank you.
Cheers. We're standing in the pouring rain, and I'm here with two of the women category winners, Zan Kreese from Impella and Maddie Smith from Bolsover. So Maddie, what did you feel today when you heard that clap of thunder when you were on the start line?
It was just fantastic. It's my dream because I love the wet and I love the mud. So it just made my day, really.
So did you have to change tyres at all, or were you already set for it?
No, I only have one set of Super Muds FMBs, and I love them wet and dry. So I was, again, made.
This year you're in your National Champions jersey, and next week is the first of the National Trophies. Local race, there will be a lot of local support for you. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I just can't wait. I always love Derby anyway. I'm hoping it's going to be a nice wet and muddy one. It'll suit me more than a dry one, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And there's lots of competition this year with Verity Appleyard and Isla Roundtree joining the veteran women, which is going to be quite interesting.
Thanks a lot, Maddie. And Zan, how did your race go today?
It went pretty well, with the exception of two crashes, but I still managed to pull it back from that, so I still managed to come third overall and first in the women in the junior.
That was a brilliant ride today. Now, one of the things that I noticed watching you today was you seemed to find grip when no one else had any. You got any tips? How do you find grip when no one else can find it?
I have no idea. I thought I was doing quite badly around the corners because it's really not my strong point. But I found on my first choice of tyres, of Typhoons, I ended up slipping out. But I switched to my Small Birds about a lap two, I think. And after that, I just had a lot more grip, and I think that's how I did it. But I don't know.
Now, that's really interesting because I just spoke to one of our previous race winners who said he did absolutely the opposite, and he found grip when he went off the Small Birds. So quite an interesting technical discussion we can have here. Right, so looking forward, you're racing Derby, I presume, and how are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm racing Derby. Well, I'm quite nervous because it's the first time I get to race a junior field national level, and I start off with the elite women, which is quite a scary thought.
And who do you think is your main competition?
Oh, I've actually no idea at the moment. Like, I'd like to say it's like Emily Wadsworth and Sophie Thackeray and Maddie Gammons, but I don't know yet.
But you had a good race with Maddie. You've been right on her this season. So, I think you can be optimistic.
I hope so.
Well, thanks, ladies. It's been great watching you today. You both had some good rides, and I'll see you next time. It's still pouring with rain at the end of the day after a great day's racing at Mark Eaton Park. Thanks to Cycle Derby for promoting today. It's been another really good event. So, in the leagues, there's only one category that still has someone with maximum points, and that's the under 14 girls. That's from Lotta Mansfield, who's won every round so far. Next week, there's no race of the Knox and Derby League, but of course, it's the first round of the National Trophy. Now, even if you're not racing at the trophy, it's a really good venue, really good place to come and watch the elite riders. You can see so much of the course from the central section, so it's really good spectating over in Derby. And of course, cheer on all the Knox and Derby riders who are going to be racing across all the categories next week. So thanks again, Cycle Derby. Thanks everyone for racing today. It's been a good one, albeit a little bit wet. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks at Bingham.